I Will Survive. It won a Grammy Award for Best Disco Recording. Matter of fact, it's the only disco song to have this feature. It gained a platinum status from the Recording Industry Association of America for being sold more than 14 million times. Of course, it's performed by Gloria Gaynor. I think it's Gaynor. It may be Gaynor. Gaynor. My French-speaking brain wants to wants to say Gaynor, but maybe it's Gaynor. It's from the album Love Tracks back in 1978, and unless you live on the moon, you have no idea what this song is. But for those of us who don't live on the moon, we've heard this song, haven't we? Oh, the age of disco. That's what we're talking about today. It's our Tuesdays analyzing the lyric, and a suggestion came in last week regarding this song called I Will Survive. And it's a good song, and I remember in my past life, we certainly got into the disco era, the dancing, the disco ball, the charm of the club, if you will, and the disco realm and everything that was involved with that. Yeah, so it's a good song. It's a good suggestion, and we're going to talk about it. The lyrics, of course, pointing out a relationship that has come to an end. It has since been, bastioned as the empowerment of women getting out of a toxic relationship, and that's okay. I mean, it can go now vice versa any way you want to with it, but it's certainly in the canals of the music industry forevermore. The record will be played. I mean, even in the movie industry, you'll find that song in various silver screen portrayals. And it just comes up. It's one of those things. It's on the radio. It's everywhere. It's 14 million records. And that's something. This was, of course, before the age of streaming and MP3s and people getting famous off YouTube. So that's what we're talking about. Before we move forward, of course, please be sure to subscribe to the channel here over at Rumble. The channel is Added Souls. We'd love to have your subscription and follow along. There is an itinerary to our weekly podcast sessions, and it goes like this. It's at 8 a.m. Atlantic Daylight Time from Monday to Friday. On Monday, I share the sermon I preached from Sunday's pulpit, if you will. On Tuesday, we pick up a song from a band or an artist, and we look at the lyrics, and we analyze the lyric, and look at the idea behind the lyrics, and we talk about that. On Wednesdays, we have a structured Bible study, and we began the book of Genesis. On Thursdays, we talk about a topical discussion. We have a specific topic in which we want to have discussion about and study, and that's what we do on Thursdays. And on Fridays, well, kind of kick back and talk about politics a bit, sociopolitical affairs, current events, and stuff like that. So if you think that's up your alley, please subscribe. We'd love to have your subscription. And also the opportunity in the show notes to support this work monetarily. It helps us keep the bills paid and food on the table, if you will. So please consider that kind of stuff. All right. So Gloria Gaynor recorded this song. Well, now I can't think of it. Come on. I Will Survive. There we go. I Will Survive. But she's not the writer of the song. A great many times we listeners have a very surface understanding of where the song comes from, other than what we see on TV or hear on the radio. So we tend to think that everyone who performs the song is the one who wrote the song, and that's not necessarily the case. Matter of fact, most times the writer of the song is not the one who performs the song. They are hired by the music industry and they write songs, and then the industry takes the song that has been written and accommodates it to the artist of their choosing and make them, famous. But in this here instance, I Will Survive was not written by Gloria. It was written by Perrin Frederick Jr. and Ficarus Dino George, I think is whom this came from. And nonetheless, the oomph of the lyric, though it may have changed throughout the process of making it performed, before it came to being performed, the lyrics may have changed from one end to another. And there is a story behind that, and you can Google all of this kind of stuff. We just want to take it from the aspect, of course, of the lyric itself and the idea of the lyric and where it stands in a relationship format and talk about that. So we're going to have to put the lyrics there on the screen as we have been doing in these Tuesday sessions. And again, you'll have to forgive me. I'm still dealing with sickness. I don't believe I am feverish anymore, but I still have the aches and pains of a feverish body. Sore throat, you know, and it's gotten into my lungs a bit. I've been trying to keep from coughing a lot and all that kind of stuff. You know, it's illegal now to be sick, so you got to be careful with that. Prapish. Okay, so I will survive. Let me put this up on the screen. Bang, there we go, the lyrics. Disco, huh? Disco was fun, wasn't it? Came and went. And wow, there was a lot of drugs in disco time. Disco Duck, remember that one? So I Will Survive, it's a memorable song, and you can identify it. It begins with the, of course, almost a cappella. There is a bit of musical instrument involved, but it begins and it has that, at first I was afraid, I was petrified, you know, and it's anticipating the drop, and the drop comes in, and of course the disco swing. Me personally, it's not been my favorite disco song. It's not one that I've sought out after. As a DJ, I would play it, obviously, because, I mean, it got the girls dancing, but it was not my favorite when it comes to disco. I was more into the whole Bee Gees thing. I think they were the pioneers and the juggernauts, the kings of disco, the Bee Gees. For me, that's, you know, we can't get past that. And a lot of other, you know, awesome disco songs out there, and we can certainly throughout the coming weeks and months talk about a few others, but I Will Survive was not in my personal favorite section. You know, it's just not, wasn't my thing, though I understood the lyrics and I was like, yeah, those are good lyrics. Obviously those lyrics will stay. And anybody could pick up any kind of musical genre and perform these lyrics, and, you know, it could be a hit song. So I Will Survive, 1978 is when this is taking place. And, you know, 1978 is a different time, obviously, for those of us who were alive. I was 2 years old. I was 2 years old when this happened, but I experienced the 70s in my 80s, and I experienced the 90s in the 90s, but then I went back to the 80s, and anyways, okay. So I Will Survive. At first, I was afraid, I was petrified, okay? So the understanding here of the writer speaking of his personal experience, but we taking it and interpreting it according to a relationship between a woman and a man. And it's a toxic relationship, and he's not a good boyfriend, let's put it that way, right? And she's going to let him know about that. At first, I was afraid, I was petrified, kept thinking I could never live without you by my side. You know, when you're involved with a very toxic person in a relationship format, and this, of course, is taken by from the perspective of a worldly union. You know, you shack up, you get together, inner city kind of stuff, and it's a very common sinful way of living. And there's consequences to that. They earn the right, R-I-G-H-T. To write, W-R-I-T-E, songs like this because they've experienced the consequences of getting shacked up and getting involved with individuals that is outside the marriage bed, that is outside the authority of the scriptures. As Christians, they live a worldly life, and I certainly can attest to that. I've lived that. And it's a bad deal. It causes a lot of heartache. So you can find yourself in a relationship that is very toxic. And sadly, you can find yourself snared in there, where you become accustomed to wanting to stay there. It's weird. It's like a trap. You know, they call it a trap house for a reason. Speaking of the drug world, of course, crack house, trap house, get you trapped in there. Well, a relationship like this can get you trapped. It's and it becomes a psychological abuse in which you are manipulated into staying into this abusive relationship because you think that's the only thing you'll be able, like, this is the best you can do. Staying in this relationship is the best I can do, and that's all I'll have. I'll never have anything better. And sadly, some never leave. Some never remove themselves from such a dark place in their lives in a relationship. We were watching, my wife and I were watching a docuseries, streaming docuseries last night and a few nights ago, regarding this very thing. An individual who was a con man, and he'd lie through his teeth, and he was good at it, and he'd snare all kinds of women to do everything he wanted, and they wanted to stay with him because they became so abused. They thought, they believed the lies, and they got comfort by the lies. And we were looking at that thinking, how on earth can someone believe these lies? Well, look at the people who drank the Kool-Aid and died. Look at all these religious cults that people follow. Look at all these denominations that are filled to the brim with lies, and people just follow them blindly. Now, it's a good thing that many of these denominations are not teaching people to do something bad to their fellow neighbor, per se, right? I mean, it is damaging to them eternally. They can't go to heaven in these organizations, but there are cult-like denominations that that are destructive. And some people have lost their lives because they followed these cult-like figures or these cult-like teachings and traditions and rituals and all that kind of stuff. And it's strange because, again, it's psychological to one respect that a person wants to remain within the confines of a very toxic relationship, whether it be religious, political, or here in a union with a male or female. And to their end, sadly. But some snap out of it. Some get so disenfranchised with it. They're like, what am I doing in this? I mean, what am I doing here? So at first I was afraid. I was petrified. It's a terrifying thing to separate yourself from a union you've been accustomed to and have grown comfort in it. And again, there's nothing comforting there. There's no use in this relationship whatsoever. He or she has not been useful to you at all. They've not been kind to you whatsoever. They've actually been very narcissistic, egotistical, and abusive towards you. And you want to remain, that you become so galvanized in that. You think that's good. What is now bad has become good. So it's a scary thought to awaken, if you will, and realize, whoa, what am I doing? So back to the streaming, before we keep going with the lyrics, back to the streaming docuseries that my wife and I watched, there was one of these women that had been captivated by this con man had been captivated for 10 years, abused, you know, separated from her loved ones, all her money. Stolen. It was just so sad, and you could tell her she had a hard time speaking of these things without weeping all the time. She was like weeping and weeping because she's like, I can't believe I lost 10 years of my life and had to go through that. But she was awakened, of course, by the sober knocking on the door that the police finally found her and rescued her and took that man and brought him to court. But again, in a relationship that's bad, sometimes you think it's good, or you get accustomed to this fear. So at first I was afraid, I was petrified, kept thinking I could never live without you by my side. How am I going to live? Like, it's all I've ever known is to be with you, and you're very manipulative, and you know, you control everything. You're a control freak, and I can't move forward, you know? So how am I going to do this? But then I spent so many nights thinking how you did me wrong. Okay, so here's how she was able to snap out of it. Like, I was scared. I was scared to break up with this guy. I really was. I was petrified. Like, I didn't know what I was going to do because I kept thinking, how can I live without this person? How am I going to be able to do this? We get that way, don't we? I've had relationships prior to meeting my wife, and it's kind of I felt this way. I felt that way, and I assure you, I've made a lot of women feel that way towards me. But it's a true emotion. It's something you truly feel in the core of your heart, and you're like, man, how am I going to get through this? Oh, but then I spent so many nights thinking how you did me wrong. Start accumulating. You know, it's kind of like she took an inventory. It's kind of like she took an inventory on the many years, many weeks, months, and years of abuse and the things and the maybe he, you know, verbally abusive, maybe physically abusive, maybe cheating on her, right? Mocking her, not treating her right. So she's thinking about the many nights thinking how you did me wrong. You left me alone and you were out doing whatever. So I grew strong, she says. I grew strong. And I learned how to get along. So I was scared because I didn't know how I was going to be able to walk all by myself again. See, she had lost her independence. She had lost her independence and given her life over to this very abusive relationship, this toxic relationship. And so she had lost the ability to walk on her own. Like a little baby again, she was going to have to learn how to do that. How did she spark that seed of thought where she'd gain her independence again? She's thinking about everything he's done wrong. Like, I mean, this guy's not good for me. I better snap out of it. And then I grew strong. That gave me courage. Oh, man. And when women reach this moment, there ain't nothing you're going to do, guys. Ain't nothing you're going to do. And this guy's going to do he's going to do exactly what a great many of us have done. Uh-oh, she don't love me no more. There's a lot of country songs that way, you know. This time I've hurt her more than she loves me. That's right. He hurt her more than she loves him now, and she's done with him. And there's ain't nothing going to, I'll marry you, I'll marry you. I'm so sorry. Now I'm done with you, buddy. Oh, I know how that feels, trust me. I've been on both sides of the spectrum in my past life. And I grew strong, and I learned how to get along. And so you're back from outer space. Oh, so now you're back. Man, did I ever, there was this relationship. It was the same thing. Like I'd want to give her my love and she'd just go off and treat me like trash. I mean, really like trash. This was like one of my first cut is the deepest, right? And it was one of those things when I was like, fine, I'm done with you. Like you're not good for me. You don't love me. You don't care for me. You're toxic to me. You're just a bad deal. I'm not interested in you. And then all of a sudden, when I start getting interested in another girl, guess who shows up at the door? So, how you doing? How's it been? So I was thinking of you and, you know, I've been missing you. And sadly, I was gullible a great many times until the last time. The last time I was like, no. You just show up to stop me from falling in love with someone so that you can like keep me as a little dog there on the back burner, but you don't love me. So you can see how this song finds a nest in a great many people's experience in this life, right? And so you're back from outer space. Oh, so you now all of a sudden you beam into my life again. You're gonna try to like fix this now that you see me strong enough to no longer need you. Right? I'm not your puppet anymore. I'm not your puppet anymore. You can't mistreat me. You can't speak to me that way. You can't say things about me. I'm tired of you calling me names. I'm tired of you mocking me. You've separated me from my family, from my friends, from my career, from everything. I'm done with you. You're done. And so you're back from outer space. I just walked in to find you here with that sad look upon your face. Oh, so now you're the sad puppy trying to get me back? I should have changed that stupid lock. Isn't that funny? I should have changed that stupid lock. I don't even want to see you. Like, you're so pathetic to me now. Look at you. Like, I used to look at you like you were the king. Oh, you were the man. Oh, you're the coolest thing walking on earth. And I was so blessed to be your girl, to be your property. I was just, that was the thing. Now I look at you like just a little scared little kid, like a child. It's pathetic. I should have changed that stupid lock. Look at you. I should have made you leave your key. If I'd have known for just 1 second, you'd be back to bother me. Like, if I knew this, I wouldn't even have bothered with it. I would have got rid of you. Like, I don't want to see you again. I'm done with you. Like, that's it. And once a woman's heart changes to that course, you're done, guys. It's over. You've messed up. Take your bow. Tell her, I've been an idiot, a jerk. I've mistreated you. And the best thing you can do for your life is certainly move on away from me. I'm humbled by this moment. I'm going to learn from this and mature from this. And I will not treat another woman like I treated you. And I'm just so sorry if there was... I'm sorry. You know, but no, typically these guys or these girls now, they move on to the next prey. You know, they go preying on the next victim, you know, and do the same thing here. But I will survive. Go on now, she says. Go on now. Go. Walk out the door. Just turn around now because you're not welcomed anymore. Weren't you the one who tried to hurt me with goodbye? Like, textbook narcissist. If you don't do what I tell you to do, I'll leave you. I'll leave you, and what are you going to do then, huh? You got no money. You got no friends. You don't talk to your parents anymore. He's projecting. He's the reason why she's in that position, but he's using that as leverage. I'll leave you. Don't you do what I tell you to do. You get in line. I'm the puppeteer. You're the puppet. Do as I tell you, or I'll leave you. And you know, people are like, don't leave me. I'm sorry. I'll do whatever you tell me to do. I won't leave you. Please, don't leave me. Weren't you the one who tried to hurt me with goodbye? Did you think I'd crumble? Did you think that was going to be the end of me? See, we go back to this lyric, this lyric right here. I grew strong. See, she's strong now. She's no longer weak and vulnerable and being puppeteered. No. She's grew some backbone against this here jerk. And so she's like, "What? No. Did you think I'd crumble? Did you think I'd lay down and die? No, I'm no longer your little puppy there running around you and being mistreated by you. And I'm not going to stand for your high narcissistic ways, your ego trips, your abuse. I'm not going to stand for that. Oh, no, not I. No, I will survive. See there? I will survive. I'm not going to die. I'm not going to die this way. I'm not going to die this way in a relationship with you. We're done. I don't even want to see you again. I can't imagine you're here. I should have took the key away from you. Here you are. Go away. I'm not going to die for you. No. You think I'd crumble? You think I'm weak? I'm not the same person. You're the weak one. You're the pathetic, sniveling little snot now. Oh, as long as I know how to love, I know I'll stay alive. I can love someone, and I'm going to love someone who's going to love me back. You didn't love me. You mistreated me. You took my love, and you beat me with it. You mistreated me because I was vulnerable to you, and I gave you my love. I've got all my life to live. I'm still young. I still got a lot of stuff to see. So, and sometimes when we get snared in a very toxic relationship, we think there's no tomorrow, right? We think we're too old to go on looking for another. Get out of there. I'm done with you. I still got all my life to live. I've got all my love to give. Oh, that'll anger him. You think you're the only one that's going to get all this loving, baby? No. There's going to be another one. And he's going to love me, and I'm going to love him back. Ooh! And that makes this guy really angry. Like, she's just drilling it in. And I'll survive. Hey. See that? Then she continues. It took all the strength I had not to fall apart. Like, inwardly, that's a very difficult thing to go through. But outwardly, she had to stand strong at him and be like, no, your attempts to get me back into that toxic relationship is not going to work. I don't want to hear about it. Dear Mrs. Avery, don't you? Should listen to that song, too. We should do that one, too, from Dr. Hook. It's kind of similar, right? It took all the strength I had not to fall apart. Kept trying hard to mend the pieces of my broken heart. And I spent, oh, so many nights just feeling sorry for myself. I used to cry, but now I hold my head up high. I was in a bad space, and I saw no tomorrows. I thought, is this the best I can do? Is this my life? I'm gaining a false sense of comfort from this toxic relationship. this guy's got me manipulated around his little pinky finger, and it's a bad deal. But I've grown strong because I awakened to how he's been treating me, and I'm done with that now. But it took all the strength I had in me to confront him and say, we're done. I'm over with you. And I'm going to give my love to somebody else, somebody who's going to love me back. So we're done. All your attempts is not going to work. Inside, she's shivering. Inside, she's petrified. Inside, she's scared because this is a real life-changing moment for her. There's a new chapter about to begin in her life, and she needs to get rid of this book here, this chapter. So outwardly, she's portraying some solid strength, but inwardly, though strong, she's scared about that, right? Kept trying hard to mend the pieces of my broken heart. I tried to keep things together. I spent so many nights just feeling sorry for myself. And we do that, don't we? In these kind of situations. I was so stupid. Why did I allow myself to be with this person for so long? Why did I do this? Why did I do that with this person? Like, we just, again, we wallow in the mire. And we're just like, it's all my fault. I can't believe how I did this. I've ruined my life. I got no future. I got nothing. I used to cry, but now I hold my head up high. Now there's a future. Now there's a tomorrow. Oh, I will survive, right? And you see me somebody new. I'm not that chained up little person still in love with you. That's very frightening to him. And the only way he thinks he can fix this is by threatening her, right? Oh, yeah, well, this, that, and the other. No one will ever love you. You're ugly. No one wants you. I'm the only one that cared for you. You were lucky to have me. Oh, the foolish ways that the world displays. And she's like, you see me somebody new, don't you? You don't recognize me. I'm not the chained up little girl still in love with you anymore. And so you felt like dropping in and just expect me to be free? And now I'm saving all my loving for someone who's loving me. Uh-oh. And you see me somebody new. I'm not that chained up little person still in love with you. And so you felt like dropping in and just expect me to be free? And now I'm saving all my loving for someone who's loving me. You thought you'd... You're so blind. You thought I was just going to be available to you at any time still, like I'd always fall for you, that I'm always going to go back to you? No. There's somebody else I'm loving. And this person loves me back. That's what I'm ready for. That's what I'm doing. There's a tomorrow for me, and it ain't with you, buddy. Go on now, go. Walk out the door, she says. Just turn around now because you're not welcomed anymore. Weren't you the one who tried to break me with goodbye? Did you think I'd crumble? Did you think I'd lay down and die? Oh no, not I. I will survive. As long as I know how to love, I know I'll stay alive. I've got all my life to live. I've got all my love to give, and I'll survive. I will survive. Go on now. Go walk out the door, so on and so forth. The lyric continues saying, I'm done with you, and it's over. And there ain't no patching up. There ain't no, let's try it again. There ain't no, let's just take a small break, take a breath and get back together here. Everything will be fine. Just relax. No, it's over. It's done. We're not going to be together again. It's over. You mistreated me for many years and you took away all my confidence. You took away all my self-dignity and integrity. You ruined me. You were a bad deal and I'm done with you. It's over. And so it is that the song ends and the people dance and it's all fun and glory. But it's a true tale of life's experience outside of Christ, living in the world. One that I'm sure many of you, as Gentiles as I once was, have experienced. On both sides of the spectrum, I've been the person saying, I'm done with you. And I've been the person receiving the word saying, oh, I'm done with, they were done with me. I mean, you know, it's not, now looking back, I mean, man, I was not a nice guy at all. I was very abusive, very bad guy. But it is what it is. And the song ends in that tone, and it's forevermore now etched in the canals of the music industry. And you'll hear it every so now and then on the radio, on TV, wherever. Somebody might even be singing it somewhere out there in public. And how do we, like, you know, how do we, let's do this. How do we end in, like, how do we keep ourselves safe? Yeah, there we go. How do we keep ourselves safe from that kind of a relationship? Like, how do we keep ourselves safe from getting into that kind of relationship? Well, being faithful Christians, that's how. If you're following the Bible, there's quite a different pattern there for Christians and dating and stuff like that. In the world, that's what you do. You shack up and you're with somebody you don't really know. So the first thing you're doing is having sex. And you're like, oh, that's fun. So this must be a person I love because the sex is good. So I'm having good sex. So this person must be the right person for me. No. some of us learned the hard way that just because it's fun in the bed don't mean it's someone you stay with, okay? And sadly, that's the way of the world. They shack up and they do their first initial connection is the lust of the flesh. Ooh, she's really smoking hot. Let's have sex. And then they have sex and they shack up. And then they get to know each other and they have completely, I mean, toxic ways. They're not compatible whatsoever. That's the world's way. And then, you lose a few years in that toxic relationship and you move on to the next toxic relationship. And that's the way of the world. That's why the world's filled with chaos, division, and divorce. So in the Christian way, and of course it takes two partners. I mean, it takes two. You'd have to, the perfect scenario is two faithful Christians, virgins, right? Who look at each other with faith involved, meaning, is Jesus the number one thing in your life? Do you seek He first His kingdom? Yes, there's nothing else but that. Me too. Okay, now we've got something. Now we've got the first priority locked down. Bang. Now we've got something to work with. That's why a good, strong Christian home, both faithful, male and female, husband and wife, have the blessing of a family. Being faithful Christians, looking at who you're dating is important. But anyways, that would be a podcast session for its own self. And I've done several in the past because I think it's important for our kids to know that. They should learn that kind of stuff, right? So I Will Survive, that's the name of the song there, performed by Gloria Gaynor. From the album Love Tracks in 1978. It's a disco song, very popular disco song, obviously 14 million copies sold. And we went through the lyric. Hopefully you had fun doing that with me and found some similar notes with that and experience. And I think that'll be the end of it for this here session. I really enjoy these Tuesday analyzing the lyric sessions. Because there's a lot, you know, there's a lot in there in these songs. Stay focused, stay positive. Please subscribe to the channel here on Rumble, Added Souls. And, please consider supporting this stuff. You can do so by looking at the show notes opportunities there. You know, you can sign up to addedsouls.locals.com. You can send a donation through PayPal. And you can send a check through the address there, 365 Pine Glen Road, Riverview, New Brunswick, Canada. And we just want to keep doing this kind of content. Is that all right? Lord willing, tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. Atlantic Daylight Time, we'll get into our study, or continue our studies in Genesis. Peace out.